Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
It's Friday, so you already know that this is going to be a Safety FM mini episode, unless I try to throw in some kind of surprise, but that's not going to happen today.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Arrow. The next generation error reduction and mitigation system. For more information, go to arrowhp.com.
Anyways, hello and welcome to Safety FM. This is Jay Allen. Hopefully you had a fantastic week. I will tell you, this week was quite interesting for me. I had the opportunity to go all the way up to North Dakota and participate in the 47th annual Health and Safety Conference that was put out by the North Dakota Safety Council. Some good times. Got to meet some interesting people while I was there. Did some live broadcast, if you were able to take a listen on the radio station. But I have to tell you, as I was up there, there was a lot of conversations, of course, in the safety and health space about what's going on inside of the industry. And the more conversations that I had, the more I was informed by others. This whole thing that we talk about from time to time about mental health and how there is still a faux pas that goes with it when people mention this. And I really think that we might need to sit back as an industry and have some honest conversations about mental health and about these things that affect so many of us. And I do say so many of us because I will say there has to be a time in my life, and I'm assuming your life as well, where you might have been depressed, where things might have not went as perfect as you expected them to go. I look at it and I go, maybe it's time that we start having some open conversations about the struggles that people go through with mental health. Maybe it's a time where we start going in deeper and maybe have those honest conversations about the struggles that you and I both go through. Opposed to it just being everything's rosy and everything's perfect, I'm going to tell you what most of us do for work is not perfect. It is not one of the greatest industries to work for. Most occasions, the people that I get to talk to out in the field, out on the road, they're normally in either a safety department where it's a group of people, but not all in one location. And people don't love their approach to what they're doing. Or they're just an army of one inside of an organization. And I'm talking anything from behavior-based safety to lean to even an organizational performance. Where these struggles are coming across. And it's not that people don't feel fulfilled by their job, but it's that stigma that goes with being in safety for some, not for all. And how they're able to manage and handle those situations. Because it becomes very difficult for some of us to be able to adapt on, hey, maybe I'm not as well-liked as I once was in my life. And people sometimes don't want to have these conversations. And they go, if we have these conversations, what's going to end up taking place? What are people going to think about me? And, you know, and I'm not talking only about vanity here, about, hey, I need people to like me. I need people to love the things that I'm doing. It's the conversation of this is occurring and it's occurring to me. And I'm not handling this mentally correctly. I know this is a very difficult conversation, but there are places that you can talk to people and they can help you if you are going through these mental struggles. Now, I know that in the past, I have referenced this one website in particular. It's called To Write Love on Her Arms. And that's TWLOHA.com. But they have some of the best resources that I have seen out there where they can assist you in finding help if you're going through these struggles. And keep in mind that all of us go through struggles from time to time. And these things happen. The important part is that you seek help if you need it. You have conversations with people about this subject matter. And I know sometimes it's not easy. And maybe sometimes you don't even want to talk to people that you directly know about it. But this is the opportunity of speaking to maybe an outsider. Maybe speaking to a mental health professional about this thing that could be possibly going on with you. Anyways, that's my two cents for here today, Friday, February the 28th. I always want to say how important you are to the field. We could not do what we do without the safety people. You're such an important part of the organization, and I know that it's normally not the most loved position in most organizations, but there's so much value that you bring out there. If you are struggling, please reach out and consider getting some help. Anyways, I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case. And you'll be able to start live streaming
just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.